show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Yesterday, I revealed to everyone that myself and fiancé Nev have been keeping a bit of a secret for the last 10 months that we were trying for a baby, and that I regretted keeping that secret, that I've been struggling a lot without having a support network because we haven't been telling people. And that's why we've decided to be honest about it. It's very rare, though, that the guy talks about how they're dealing, how they're coping, how they're feeling through a process like trying for a baby and not succeeding. And fiancé Nev has agreed to come and tell his side of the story today, which I think is very brave. And we welcome you. Hey, Nev.
Hey, how's it going? Hey,
Nev. I'd go one step further than that, Gabby. It's very rare for a man just to talk about their feelings at all. So yeah. I think it's awesome that you came in today, Nev. Just fast forward back to 10 months ago when this whole thing began, mate. Did you expect that you guys would fall pregnant pretty quickly?
I didn't really know what to expect because the decision come very easily to us to fall pregnant. However, the act obviously has been a bit of a emotional roller coaster to use that cliche, but it's been different in regards to every time you get excited or happy about the journey you're undertaking, that sort of peters out until there's nothing but a downward spiral sort of thing. And it's been hard. It's been really hard watching Gabby go through all the motions and just being unable to be happy about what we're trying to achieve. But,
It has been very difficult, but you've been an amazing support. I did realise yesterday, though, I hadn't even asked you how you were feeling because you were so busy supporting me and how I was feeling. But I could tell you were sad, obviously, because we both want this. I guess, do you still hold hope? Like you said, it's a bit of a downward spiral, but where are you at now?
Absolutely. I still hold hope. But, because we obviously haven't exhausted all our options yet. And
the thing I get, Gabby kind of touched on it there a little bit, is, Gabby, this is your words, not mine. You've been a bit of an emotional rollercoaster, which is completely understandable. And, Nev, I know the kind of guy you are. Like, you've been working overtime to try and make Gabby feel better, because that's just the kind of guy you are, like I say. How are you doing? Like, has it been tough on you?
It's been tough on me. Saying that, like, I'm not the one that does the pregnancy tests and that sort of thing, and paces back and forward in the bathroom waiting for that little line to appear. But because of that, you do sort of have to just shut up and listen, really. And, but it has been tough. And I have had aspirations of, like, telling my mother and my parents that this is happening. But obviously we made that decision not to tell anyone. And it has been hard. And, yes, I have regretted it because I have siblings that have gone through similar things. I have a brother that had to go through 5 years of IVF.
Wow.
Does
it feel better now that it's kind of getting out in the open?
We are feeling better about it. And, we can talk more openly about it to people. And people can just approach us about it and give their 2 cents. But
that's good.
The support that's come in has been absolutely overwhelming, which has been really nice. It has, hearing other people's stories definitely gives you that positive edge to move forward, in this journey. I know, Nev, you mentioned, though, it's been really hard to do fun things because, if we're having a crappy weekend, you go out for a meal or something and that's not always helpful.
No, it's pretty easy when we're having a bit of a blow week that's to cheer Gabby up, we'll go out for breakfast and sitting across from us is a couple with a baby stroller and we go take the dog for a walk, same thing, even to the point where we had to avoid going down certain aisles of the grocery store because the baby clothes. And yeah, it was triggering.
Going to Meijer and there's just like all these little tiny little shoes.
Yeah.
Well, it feels like everybody is pregnant right now. Like once it's in your head and you go down the street, either they've got a baby or they've got a baby belly. Like everyone is currently pregnant.
So I guess, and I mean, this is a question for Nev as much as it is for you, Gabby, but what now? What next? Because it's an awful situation you guys are in, and it's an awful situation right now by the sounds of that.
Mm.
Have you thought about that? Like how you guys are going to move forward from here?
Well, in the short term, obviously, we have the wedding to plan for.
Yeah.
Mm. And that's keeping us quite occupied at the moment.
They can be a nice distraction.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. And we are actually taking a break for a few months because we cannot risk being due on or near the wedding date because we're not changing the wedding date. I can tell you that right now. It's not happening. So we're just going to give it a little gap.
Be a good show at the wedding, guys.
It would go ahead whether I'm there or not because we're not cancelling the damn thing. But once... I think after the wedding, that's when we're going to think seriously about whether we need intervention or help or to see what other avenues we need to look down.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, it's just continuing doing what we're doing.
Pretty much, yeah. Yep.
I did want to ask as well, because Nev has noticed that trying for a baby has become way less fun. For me, and trying for a baby has become less frequent. How are you feeling about that?
Certainly, like putting it on a schedule takes a bit of the passion out of it.
It's not the most romantic thing.
Yeah, I have noticed that. Like if I'm feeling a bit amorous one night, and Gabby will. Look at her.
Nah, it's not ovulation time.
Pulled out the
not
calendar.
Ovulating. Nah, not going to happen. Sorry, buddy.
I guess something you need to be aware of, I guess, hey, that, you know, you're still two people who are in love with each other and you've still, you know, got each other. And I mean, that's very prevalent sitting opposite you guys today, I think. If any couple can get through this together, it's you two years as solid as a rock. So
we'll be good.
I think it's fantastic that you've talked about this. It's your story, but it's so many people's story. And Nev, hearing your high vis, like to be a bloke to come along and talk about how you're feeling, like it's so rare, but it's so good, mate. It's so good that you came in and did that. So
that's all right.
Thanks so much, guys. That's awesome. And if this story, if this situation that Gabby and Nev is in raises any issues for you, you can contact Lifeline anytime at lifeline.org.au or on 13 11 14. You're awesome, guys. Thanks again.